Good afternoon, Hopkins Junior High School. My name is Dave Martell, and I'm going to be making some comments on your performance this afternoon that I hope you find helpful. I want to wish you the very best of luck on playing an outstanding set, and here we go. I really like the energy in the opening. Make sure that everybody's contributing the same amount, right, to that sound. There's a couple voices that stuck out a little bit. Nice statement of the melody between the trumpets and the altos here. A real nice opening there. Just a little bit of precision problems in the second chorus, right? That first chorus with the trumpets and altos was really nice. Bones and tenors came in and was good, but just a few more precision problems there playing. Yeah, nice trumpet solo. You know what I'd like to hear in the background parts? I'd like to hear the drummer maybe hit some of those fingers along with the horns. And set these up, right? Shigga-da-gum-ah, right? Rather than trying to play the fingers with them, set it up a little bit. Yeah, that was a nice baritone sax solo. About keeping the hi-hat going the whole time will make the drum fills lock into place too. If you'll just keep the hi-hat on 2 and 4 the whole time and just play to it, and that'll help. There was a little bit of insecurity there, huh? Right after that, especially after the first drum fill. Chart, and you guys are doing a great job playing it. Just a couple of things that were not really super together at the beginning, and it got better as the chart went on. Maybe it was just a little bit of nervous energy there. I think the main things that I would like to hear is when you have in the horn section, even if they're background figures, we want to have the drummer set those background figures up rather than playing the figure along with them. Set them up. What that does, it kind of helps the horn players hear where they're playing the note. We always hope that they're counting. But if you're doing something like, if they're playing on an and of two and you're doing something like shigadika ah, shigadika ah, shigadika ah, right? It's a little bit easier for them to put that note right in the right place, right together. And then during the drum solo, keep the hi-hat going. Don't be afraid to just let that go. Go on and go on. And then just play your solo right along with the hi-hat. Sammy Nesco doesn't get played often enough. Trumpets, and I'll say it even though the bones haven't played yet, be really aware of what the bucket mute does to the pitch of your instrument. You know, when we put different kind of mutes, you put them on, and it actually changes the frequency of the note that's reaching the audience, right? Because the mute itself is actually slowing down the sound waves, right? And so you want to practice your part with the muted part with a tuner and figure out, it may even come to something where you have to make an adjustment in your tuning slide just to play a muted part in tune with the rest of the ensemble, right? Because the rhythm section pitch is not changing. Yeah, nice bones. I think it would be neat to hear even more of that bass trombone part, right? And really, you know, think of trombones, think of yourselves as like a little pyramid of sound there, with the lead bone just sitting on top and a nice big bass trombone and third trombone, or it may be in this case a third trombone and second trombone part. So hard to play. It's really hard to play a brushes on a ballad like this and have the energy coming from the drums that you really want to have coming from. The best way I can describe it is by suggesting that you listen to some drummers that have great brushwork. One of the great brush players is Max Roach. If you listen to Max Roach playing a ballad, you get a great idea of what it should sound like. Philly Joe Jones is another one that just plays impeccable brushwork. If you listen to recordings by those guys, especially on ballads, gives you a good idea of the kind of energy level that you want to have when you're playing brushes. It's not easy, it's hard, but it definitely needs a little attention here. Okay, nice alto solo. Be real careful in that descending line on the bass to really make sure that we're playing the right pitches. I'm not saying that your fingerings are wrong, right, or your positions are wrong, but that has to really be played in tune, because the whole ensemble is trying to build their center of pitch on you, if they're really listening. I'm sure they are. Very nice at the end between the bass and the piano. Yeah, it's such a nice chart. I'm glad you guys are playing that. It's definitely underplayed. Yeah, some real nice things going on. The main things that I think you want to do is brass players. Hopefully you have access to a tuner. You might even own one yourself. Practice those muted parts in a tuner and find out. Play them open and then play them with the mute in and figure out, well, what do I have to do to make my instrument sound in tune with this mute on? And I think the bass player too, you know, maybe practice with a tuner and just make sure, I'm sure your positions are correct, but just check and make sure each fingering is really in the right place. And on the drums, just listening to some great brush, you know, ballad brush players. I think I mentioned Max Roach, but that would be a great start, and just listen to some players of that caliber and figure out what are they doing to make it so sound so energetic, even if when it's a ballad. Yeah, this harmonization in fourths of the melody is very interesting. Yeah, so be careful there in the brass. There's just one. I think some accuracy problems, or at least some precision problems, especially in that last figure where it goes da da da, the first note not being played quite together by everybody. It could be just a concept problem, or it could be an embouchure issue, but that's definitely something you want to work on. Hard to play music of this style on a upright acoustic bass. You know, it's kind of, I think it's shouting for an electric bass, you know, so you can get the kind of articulation that you want to have here. It's not that it's impossible. It takes a lot of work, though, to play the acoustic bass and make it have that same kind of punch that you want from an electric bass in this type of chart. You know, in this, I know you're playing kind of like maybe a funk shuffle here. I would maybe think about putting just a little bit of backbeat with the snare, right? Right? Yeah, nice bone solo. I like the way the backgrounds are being understated here and supporting the solos. Nice job. Now, when you're playing soft, for instance, when you're playing a background line, you still want to have that same... There's kind of an intensity, huh? In a funk shuffle like this, it's like all the regular swing articulations are overdone a little bit, right? So... think about that, even in the soft parts, having a little bit more energy or just a little more bite to your articulations. Like, da, do, 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 da, you know, those types of things. Yeah, listen, saxophones here, these unison lines. Make sure that we're really listening to each other. Yeah, on these extended notes here, you'll hear it back when you're listening. But there's some pitch problems here. Okay. That's a very nice chart, too. It's a nice arrangement. I think maybe some things in the drum set playing to make it a little bit sound a little more traditional, like a funk swung shuffle. It definitely takes a lot of work to make the acoustic bass work in this kind of situation, because you definitely want more punch coming from the bass. And then horns, in this style of tune, you have to, I don't want to say swing harder, but you have to be a little bit more sharp and a little more bite with your articulation to make this kind of the style of music come out. Solos were very good, and ensemble sounded really good for the most part. Some intonation problems in the saxophones towards the end of that. You will definitely hear that. You will not need me to point that out, though. You'll definitely hear it when you listen to the playback. So I enjoyed listening to your performance, though, very much. I want to wish you the very best of luck in the future.